Hello, welcome to Podsball. This is the second episode now. Our microphone is still quite grainy, very sorry about that. There's nothing we can really do at the moment. But, hey, anyway. For this episode, we're recording it early because, yes, tomorrow is the big day. It will be released in England. It has already been released in Australia. And it will be released on Saturday or Sunday in America. Now, if you're one of the preloaders like us here at Podspore, you'll realise that you can now view the whole Spore manual. And a quick warning to people who don't want to know about Spore or any more secrets about it, this is an official spoiler warning, because the rest of the episode will have spoilers in it. If you do not want to hear spoilers, turn off the Podomatic pod now. Okay, now I've gotten rid of the people who don't want to hear about it. There are some excellent secrets inside the new manual that you're going to really enjoy. Online you can also find out things like parts you will get in the cell and building editors. It turns out in the cell editors there's actually effects you won't be able to get in the creature phase any other way, including an electromagnetic bulb that you can add to your creature only in the cell phase. And it basically electrocutes anyone in sight. And you can then get this pod piece for your creature as long as you keep it over from your cell. Removing it in the creature phase will then remove it altogether from your game, because you will then not be able to add it again. There are also other ones, including poison gas releases, only available in the cell phase. Another very interesting one, these ones will not poison your current weapons, but will actually release a trail of gas wherever you move, poisoning anything in its wake. So it's quite useful if you want to do a swirling motion in the cell phase, or you want a very weird creature in a creature phase. In the manual we see lots of new things, including the fact that every stage has a lot more in common with the next stage than you'd think. So, in the cell phase, your choice makes a huge difference to the rest of the stages. If you choose carnivore, herbivore, or omnivore, you'll get a different skill in the creature, tribe, civ, and space phase. And they'd already released this information quite a few months ago, but new information only coming out today and yesterday. Every other phase, you'll get new traits for the later phases for what you choose. So, in the creature phase, if you're a predator, you'll have more weaponry in the next stages. If you're social, you'll have things for diplomatics and pleasing performances. And if you're adaptable, that means you have friends and enemies. You just attack or befriend according to the situation. You have probably the most useful skills of them all, with Beastmaster, Bribe, and the Speed Demon. In the tribal phase, there's aggressive, that gets you more weapons again. Friendly, which gets you fairly useless items, I've realised. And industrious, which seems to be the only way to get lots of cash later on. You'll get a lot of money if you choose to go industrious in the tribal phase. In the civ phase, it's practically the same. Military, economic, or religious. And in the space phase, of course, there isn't anything, because there isn't a phase after the space phase. Spore have also released that they will not be adding extra parts to the creature editor. What we've got now is what we get. But of course you can bring in your items from the cell editor. And of course this is only one of the 18 or 17 editors that you'll be able to access in completeness. Also they've now released that we will not be able to access other people's content directly, or as directly as we'd like, but we can open up Sporecasts, which are small casts within Spore itself, only accessible through Spore itself, that you subscribe to, and the creatures will automatically be added into your game. Of course, you can import your creatures in the tribal phase to be slaves, or in the space phase to do just about whatever you want with. In the manual you will also see that every time you complete a phase or special event, you can then go back to it with any creatures you like after you've completed it, which will be very fun for the people who want to redo the creature or cell phase a few times over, but don't enjoy the Civ or Tribal stage so much, because they are a very different game. You could almost call them two different games. We have now seen a lot of new things inside the game, including the outfit editor for the Tribal phase has become a lot more realistic, and we've seen a lot more in it, though the current reviews are that it will not be too good for anybody who makes a very odd looking creature, because it won't fit as well. But I guess we'll see when it comes out tomorrow, or Saturday if you're in America. There are a huge amount of extra things in this manual now, including the fact that even the creature editor will be edited slightly. Even though the creature editor was ripped from the main game, there is a very small change in it. If you create a creature, there's a few more options in your personal Sporopedia, including the in-game option to fight or battle your creature with others. Will probably be quite fun if you enjoy shredding your own creatures, which, yeah, I think everyone here will probably want to do. A new thing we've discovered about the spaceship editor recently, the spaceships will have no different stat changes for what you give them or what you change about them. Every single spaceship is created exactly the same, with the same stats, the same abilities, same everything, except for the abilities you gain throughout the other stages. This is to give everyone a fair chance in the space phase, but it doesn't mean you should rush your creature's spaceship, because of course you're going to be seeing the spaceship for the rest of the game, and the space phase is obviously one of the biggest ones. So I definitely do not suggest skipping the spaceship editor and using the basic one, because to be honest it looks quite awful. We now also know all your creatures will have their own timelines, from the cell phase to the tribal phase to the Civ stage to every stage in the game, all the way through the space stage as well. And it will record your deaths, your friendships, your blowing up of planets, everything you do that has even a slight significance. It will be recording a huge timeline for you to then look at later and for your friends to laugh at. We also know that all the creatures and the buildings, for everything you can make, can now also be put onto a digital card, almost like a trading card, and there's quite a lot of speculation to whether that will be turned into an actual trading card game where you can have your creatures turned into cards sent to you, so physical cards. This is just speculation now, because nobody really knows yet. We do know that in the tribal and Civ stage, there's a lot of change between the creature phase. Now we know that the tribal phase will be quite different, because you'll be playing God a lot more. You'll not be able to influence them nearly as directly, but you'll be able to buy them spears and weaponry. But don't worry, all you people who think, oh, I have to give my creature hands now, otherwise he won't be able to hold a spear. As long as he's got a mouth, he can hold a spear. As long as he's got a foot, he can hold a spear. Your creatures are very clever, basically. You can teach your creatures to do just about anything. A new discovery from the manual today is we, after using one of the editors for the first time, we can then access the full editor with all the parts we've unlocked in any of our save games in a separate part of the game, the editors area, which just has all the different editors you've unlocked with the part in a big row for you to make and enjoy, like we have the creature editor now, which will be extremely fun for those of you who really enjoy the creation side of Spore, which, well, without the creation side, you wouldn't be able to play the game very much. Spore will rely on its creation. The Sporopedia seems to be quite slapdash at the moment, because only a few Australians and hackers currently have the Spore game. They haven't really changed the Sporopedia into a mass website with a separate part for buildings, a separate part for cell creatures. If you have the Spore Creature Creator, or you can just look on Sporopedia, you'll notice that all creatures from the creature phase with cell add-ons are still there, so you'll see the shockers and the poison tendrils, the fins, it's still there, but downloading them into your game will not let you use these extra parts, because you'll get a warning message saying, this part is not in your game, please do not use it, and you then can't use it. Sorry all you people who thought you could then get out of it that way. We also know, though, that there must be a separate Sporopedia somewhere, because all the people in Austria and people playing the game can see the building Sporopedia and the creatures Sporopedia and the cell Sporopedia, but everyone who's even in the game now cannot see any of the other Sporopedias except the creature phase ones. So we know there must be something going on behind scenes that we can't currently see. We'll know in a few days' time, but for now, this is all you get. I now want you to, hopefully, you're looking at the Spore manual with me. You will also see that we can now get achievements throughout the game. We have known this for a few weeks now. I think I did mention it in my last broadcast, but not nearly enough. So the achievements for every stage, for achievements in the cell phase, there might be, I think there is, eating your first creature, eating a set of certain creatures, or unlocking all the bits. I know there's quite a few in the creature phase for finding mates, for us killing very strong creatures. The space stage is one for most parts, with the Joker card and the making friends with 30 civilizations cards. There's quite a few different badges you can get in Spore. Hoping to see what kind of rewards we'll get for unlocking them. Hopefully there'll be quite a good reward. Now we're going to get onto a separate part of this Pod Spore today. There's quite a lot of debate and quite a lot of annoyance over the release date, because England was supposed to be getting it today, Austria wasn't supposed to be getting it until tomorrow, and America is still getting really angry because they're not getting it until Saturday. I must though say, America, this is kind of a good thing, because you nearly always get your games first, so maybe now you'll see how we feel, because we almost always get our games second. And I know I've just lost about half of my subscribers, because half my subscribers will probably be from America. There's also quite a lot of debate and quite a lot of anger. You should see the topics on the forums. There's huge amounts of argument about add-on packs, because people think that if Will Wright does a Sims 2, on us again, releasing hundreds of add-on packs, nearly a monthly new add-on pack, will waste people's a lot of money, and some people think that it just wouldn't be worth it. Release big ones, or don't release any, just give them as updates. But those people don't seem to be thinking about the other side of it, because this way we'll be getting maybe water creatures, we'll be getting space stations. There'll be a lot of new items and ideas we'll be able to receive and see, as long as we have add-on packs. Just think about how the add-on packs to The Sims really helped. Some of them were quite useless, but they added small bits but were cheap, like the apartment stuff just added parts nearly, but that was also quite a cheap add-on pack, so people could afford it, and if they wanted new parts they got them. I guess in the game of Spore, you'll get new creatures, new parts, and stuff like that. Anyway, the Sporecast has now gone on for 26 minutes and 48 seconds, so I'm going to stop this broadcast now. Thank you, and goodbye.